I want to get into the latest polling numbers in regards to the Attorney General's race. Now, but I want to start off by reminding people this. And by the way, Reverend Jack Phyllis, hold on. I'll get your calls here in just a little bit. I want to go back to the convention in Rochester, the DFL convention, where a few hundred activists at the convention have basically put us into this position. Yeah, we need to go back there and point that out. Because a few people were like, Lori Swanson is no better than Trump. You remember that? Shut up. No, she wasn't. It's not even close. But yet, because they had their bean on it for some reason, they went with Pelican, Matt Pelican. They didn't even know anything about the guy. He just was like, he's got a name Pelican. Yeah, we'll go with him. Granted, there were some people that were the Pelican campaign. There are some people with other governor campaigns. There are other cases. But this entire situation that we're in with the Attorney General's race started with a handful of Democrats at the convention basically trying to play kingmaker for some reason and attacking and going after an outstanding Attorney General in Lori Swanson. An absolutely outstanding Attorney General. Keith Ellison is my representative. I've been happy with my representation in the Minnesota 5th District. He had this allegation against him, and we've talked a lot about that. And we've talked a lot about the fact, I think, and if I can, with all due respect to Keith Ellison, the minute he said, I'm going to run for the Attorney General's office, once the primary became open, the first thing I said to myself is, he does understand exactly what the ad campaign against him in outstate Minnesota is going to be, right? He understands that, right? You do know where they were going. You knew where they were going to go back then, right? this was not a mystery. And my concern was that Keith Ellison, a guy who really hasn't had a challenger in the Minnesota 5th Congressional District, Ilhan Omar is going to win that district, hands down. It's not even going to be close. Keith Ellison has not had a real challenge, has not had a real fight in a political race in a while. And on top of that, I think there was a question I had on whether or not he was going to be able to understand what him running for the Attorney General, a statewide race, what that was going to mean. And it was going to mean a Paul Wellstone-like campaign where he was not ever in the Twin Cities. He was always out. And I know he has been in outstate Minnesota, but I don't think he's been out nearly enough. And so that's how we got to this point. And, you know, we as Democrats, Keith Ellison, how can you not vote for the guy come the primary? And that's how we got there. And you can't separate those two. You have to go back to the convention. This is one of the reasons why I rail against the convention as basically the where all say all the finality, the final word on the whole thing, is because you can get situations where a incredibly accomplished attorney general like Lori Swanson is basically booted out for reasons. And I'll be very blunt. I'll be very blunt right now. If Lori Swanson was the Attorney General nominee for the Democratic Party, this would be a 20-point race in the favor of the Democrats. The best hope the Republicans would have would be the Minnesota 8th District, and that's about it. And I'm dead serious. So for all those people that were at the convention that were really, we made a difference. Yeah, you did. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. I bring this up because there's a New Star Tribune poll out in regards to the race. Doug Wardlow is now ahead of Democratic U.S. Senator Keith Ellison in the race for Minnesota Attorney General, a 7-point race. 43-36 is the race, but basically 1/6 of the state is not decided. Now, it should be noted, and they do make this point in the story, that the margin was taken in the day before the divorce file for Ellison was opened up. That divorce file had not been opened up which proved that basically that not only did Keith Ellison not abuse his ex-wife, but basically the Star Tribune and the right-wing outlet, basically only all they did was go after Kim Ellison and drag her name through the mud. So there's a very realistic chance these numbers could be very different right now. But this is what you needed to expect. And the reason why is, bluntly, the Republicans already knew what their ad campaign was the minute Keith Ellison became the nominee. They knew what their ad campaign was going to be. Black Muslim man and hits women. And that's what that is. And they're trying to use this in all the other races too now. They don't care about how bad it looks. Black Muslim man, black Muslim man, black Muslim man. Because they know, like Carol Shields in northern Minnesota, that people are, they're terrified. Irrationally terrified, and they can be manipulated by just screaming black Muslim man, black Muslim man, black Muslim man. And that is what was going on. Now, I don't think Keith Ellison is out of this race in any way, shape, or form. If you want to win a statewide race, you need to win a good chunk of the metro area. The problem for a statewide race, though, there are enough Republicans in the metro area who are going to vote for Republicans. So you need to win one of the outstate areas. And frankly, usually the bread and butter has been the Iron Range. And if there's anyone at Ellison's campaign, for God's sakes, the man should not spend another day in the metro area for the final 2 weeks. He should be in outstate Minnesota every day, counterpunching this every single day. He should hit every county. He should go to every meeting he can possibly get to. He should do every interview he can. He should not come back into the Twin Cities metro area for the next 2 weeks, period. And that's important. But this election was never about Republicans staying at home. It was never about that. I mentioned earlier in the show that Republicans are going to hear this racist rhetoric. And even if they're not racist, they're still going to vote Republican because they hate Democrats more than they love their country. This was never about trying to get the Republicans to not vote. This was about the 110 million people who did not vote in 2016 and getting them to the polls. Yesterday, Hunter got a little upset with me because I brought up the millennials don't vote. And Hunter, he's a good cat, man. Hunter votes, and Hunter's active, and Hunter's politically active. And you can listen to him in the hour after my hour here. He's a good guy, and he's very active. But a shocking amount of millennials did not vote in 2016. A shocking amount of them did not vote in 2016. And they're probably, and the Republicans are not afraid for this reason. Until these people who have not shown up for a freaking election do so, they don't have anything to worry about. That is why Republicans keep thinking it's going to be a red wave, is because you still have to get on election day Democrats to the polls and to get votes in. And right now, the Democrats have zero track record of that. I voted early. We can vote early in the state of Minnesota. If you're a millennial and you're listening to me right now, for goodness sakes, ask every one of your friends, are they registered to vote and are they going to vote? And if they want to go vote early, help them figure out how to do so. But this is always been the case. This was always going to be a tough race. And I get it. There are a lot of Democrats out there who are saying, and I saw this on some of the chat boards saying, you know what? I'm sorry. In the post-Kavanaugh debacle, I can't vote for Keith Ellison because of that. And you are your own individual. I'm not going to besmirch you or badmouth you because of that reason. I mean, if you believe the ex-girlfriend, even though, once again, there's been an investigation, that didn't find any evidence. They've actually handed that investigation over to the police. They're going to try to do an investigation. He's asked for the U.S. House to do an investigation, generally not the path of a guilty man. And as well, this whole debacle with the divorce proceedings getting opened up, proving that he had not done anything to his ex-wife. But still, I'm not going to, if that's an issue for you, that's the case. Here is the ugly reality about the attorney general's race. For all the people who are saying, maybe I can't vote for him because of this allegation that's out there, you're saying that your lack of a vote or your vote for Wardlow you're going to be okay with that. If Wardlow goes down the path a lot of people suspect he might go down, a war against gay rights, a war against, you know, transgender people, maybe trying to undo gay marriage in the state of Minnesota, trying to create gays in the GLBTQ community as second-class citizens, forcing transgender people to only be able to wear clothes of the genitalia of their birth. And you can sit there, and if we do go down that path, and we eventually get to that situation, and Wardlow is as bad as a lot of people think he will be, you're going to have to sit there and say, yeah, well, I'm partly the reason why Doug Wardlow's in that office. And that's the problem. And I don't get me wrong. This is not about shaming someone into voting for someone. There are legitimate arguments either way. I've got too many gay friends to sit there and say, I am going to allow us to start taking 50 freaking steps backwards. It's that simple. It's that simple. So, when it comes to the Attorney General's race, the DFL's got their work cut out for them. And it doesn't do us a lot of good to have a Minnesota House that's Democrat, possibly a Minnesota Senate that's Democrat, a governor's office that's Democrat, and an Attorney General who's taking it upon themselves to basically sue the living daylights out of everyone to stop any legislation from getting passed that he does not approve of. There it is. There it is. I voted for Keith Ellison. I did. I voted for Keith Ellison. It didn't take me 20 seconds. After I figured out what Doug Wardlow stood for, this was not a tough vote. I can't criticize someone who says no because of the allegation. But make sure you do understand what that no really does signify and the full gamut of consequences for the no vote or the non-vote. All right? All right.